The tempest has been regarded as a highly symbolical play. Trace the symbolism which, in your opinion, the play contains. What allegorical meanings does the tempest yield? So, this is the question number 4. Now, I am going to read the answer. The tempest is rich in symbolism. It has been interpreted in various ways by various critics. Indeed, the numbers of allegorical meanings found in it is surprising. Prospero, Caliban, Miranda, Ariel, and even other characters have been interpreted by critics as possessing symbolic significance. The great variety of views about the meaning of this possible lends special importance to this last dramatic work by Shakespeare. By virtue of its many interpretations, The Tempest has been called a labyrinthine piece of dramatic art. In some cases, the views expressed by the various critics conflict with either their commenting on the variety of interpretations offered by the various critics. One critic has gone to the extent of saying that it is not the job of critics to draw meanings of a work of art from their own minds and from their own consciousness. The true function of a critic is to concentrate upon the work of art itself and to find out what a work of art itself has to say. The mistake of some critics is that they impose their own meanings on a work of art. However, we do not agree with the approach to a work of art. If a work of art yields several meanings, so much the better. A work of art is rich in proportion to the meanings which it is possible to extract from it. An allegorical representation of the idea of impermanence. According to one interpretation, the tempest is merely a dream or a fairy tale. The characters in which are imaginary beings taken partly from folk belief and partly from literature. The play seems to convey the idea that human life is such a stuff as dreams are made of. In other words, the idea of the impermanence or transitoriness of this world are all things in it has symbolically been conveyed through this play. In this context, the mosque in Act 4 is important because the mosque is presented by spirits who melt into the thin air as soon as they have done their job. The spirits thus symbolize the fleeting nature of all things, and even of the universe in which we live. The play may also be treated as a sort of glorious fairy tale, which is precious not because of its structure or its situations, but because of the characters, the poetry of the rich and dreamy spirit, which for the most part informs it. An allegorical representation of the idea of forgiveness. According to another creep interpretation, the play deals with the subject which constantly occupied Shakespeare's mind towards the close of his life. That of one generation through the youthful love of the next generation. According to another interpretation, the play represents man moving towards the realization of the greatest renaissance ideal and the ideal being to develop on the one side into a competent man of action and the other side into a man of self-command. The play, according to this interpretation, depicts Prospero as having committed an error, as having suffered wrongs, and as having struggled against those wrongs. Prospero failed as a duke. He was obsessed with his speculative studies that he neglected all his worldly functions. By his excessive devotion to his abstract and metaphysical studies, he brought about his own ruin. It was because of his preoccupation with his studies and researches that his brother Antonio became ambitious and ultimately succeeded in driving him out of his state of Milan. The circumstances which resulted in Prospero's deposition were Prospero's own making. Subsequently, Prospero succeeds by virtue of those very studies and speculations in acquiring supernatural powers, which then enabled to him to take his revenge upon his enemies. Though his revenge takes from the forgiveness, thus play shows that although Prospero had failed to so far as world wisdom was concerned, he succeeded in acquiring heavenly wisdom, and which made him forgive his enemies. An allegorical step portrayal by Shakespeare. Yet another interpretation teaches that treats the tempest as an allegorical attempt by Shakespeare to portray himself and the circumstances of the closing period of his dramatic career in this play. The portrayal of Prospero according to this interpretation is a kind of self-portrait. The Tempest was the last of Shakespeare's plays. It was his swan song. It is therefore believed that that this play symbolizes the last will and testament of Shakespeare. The voice of Prospero is the voice of Shakespeare himself, and Prospero's supreme control over the island and over the spirits of the island symbolizes Shakespeare's supreme mastery over English theater of this time. Furthermore, when Prospero towards the end of the play renounces his supernatural party, Shakespeare himself writing a kind of farewell to his dramatic career. An allegorical barbarism being conquered by civilization. This doesn't exhaust the meaning which critics have found the Tempest. One critic says that Tempest gives an allegorical expression to one of the chief concerns of Shakespeare's time. He says that Shakespeare felt a warm interest in the English colonization of the newly discovered lands then going on. According to this critic's view, the name Caliban is a mere anagram of the word cannibal. And Caliban represents a state of barbarism or savagery over which Prospero, representing the English or European colonizer, establishes his sway in order to carry the torch of civilization there. This critic thus justifies Prospero's control over his island and the domination over Caliban, who represents the native population of that country. This view of the play is a kind of defense of the European conquest of the backward and uncivilized countries of the world. According to this view, the white man does a favor to barbarians of the countries which expelled which he conquers and which he proceeds to civilize. Furthermore, this critic expressed the view that Gonzalo's description of his ideal commonwealth in Act 2, Scene 1 is a satirical comment on the communist and socialist form of government. However, in this context, we could also interpret the play as an allegorical criticism or condemnation of the European colonization of newly discovered countries as an attempt by the white men to exploit the ignorant native populations for their own commercial purposes. Caliban can, from this point of view, be regarded as the dispossessed native who has to endure the tyranny of the white colonizers. A victory of the righteous human soul. From another point of view, the Tempest may be regarded as a picture of the glorious victory over the righteous human soul, over all things around it. Prospero represents wise and virtuous manhood, while Caliban is the lowest and Ariel the highest, extreme in the wonderful chain of earthly existence. In this chain, Prospero is the middle link. Prospero, the wise and good man, is the ruling power to whom the whole series is subject. Ferdinand represents the passionate, chivalrous devotion of youth, while Miranda represents the yielding simplicity and sweetness of the unsophisticated girl. Ferdinand and Miranda are the young lovers and the lovely symbols of those natural emotions which, bust and guided by the fatherly care of Prospero, will bear their rightful harvest of happiness and pleasure. An allegorical portrait of power and its consequences. The Tempest seems also to be an allegorical about the portrait of power and the consequences of that portrait. Alonso wanted more power, and he therefore consented to Antonio's wicked project aiming at Prospero's dismissal from the dukedom. Antonio, in return to Alonso's self, was to recognize Alonso as his overlord, but Antonio was himself to become the Duke of Milan in Prospero's place. Subsequently, Sebastian agrees to murder his brother Alonso in order to become the powerful king of Naples. On a lower plane, Stefano wants to become the king of Ireland so that he may command the services of Caliban and Trinculo. Stefano's pursuit of power is a parody of the pursuit of power by Alonso and Antonio and by Sebastian. The consequences in each of these four cases are disastrous. Prospero himself sought power, but after acquiring powers greater than any of the others could even conceive of, used them of a noble and beneficent purpose. Prospero became, by virtue of these powers, the providence of his island. Prospero, Miranda, Ferdinand, and Caliban as symbols. According to yet another interpretation, Prospero symbolizes as a man of genius or a great artist who is lacking at first in the practical wisdom which is needed for worldly success. Subsequently, this man of genius attains the height of his powers and becomes the ruler of the realm art. Miranda, according to the interpretation, represents art in its infancy, while Caliban stands for the lower human passions and appetites. From Prospero subdues his service and whom he tries. Without success to raise to a higher level, Caliban trying to violate Miranda symbolizes the lower passions of mankind attempting to violate and besmirch the purity of art. Ariel, according to this view, represents the imaginative genius of poetry liberated from his long slavery to the evil influences symbolized by the witch Sycorax. The marriage of Ferdinand and Miranda symbolizes the ripening maturity and perfection of art, though hard labor amounting drudgery by the votary of art. Ferdinand has to undergo the painful toil of peeling off the locks of wood, but ultimately succeeded in winning Miranda as his spouse. Likewise, the artist must undergo rigorous apprenticeship and training in order to rise to a position of eminence in the sphere of art. The violence done to the natural order of things. There is yet another view of this play deserving to be taken into consideration. It's a well-known belief that obedience to the natural order of things in this world is essential for man's attainment of the highest good in life. Any perversion of the natural order would bring complications and distress. 12 years before the opening incident of the action in this play, Antonio had, with the help of King Alonso, seized his brother Prospero's dukedom of Milan and had set Prospero and his infant daughter Miranda adrift upon the sea in a rotten boat. Antonio's action in this treating his brothers and brother's little daughter was a perversion of natural order. And towards the close of the play, Prospero speaks to Antonio as his unnatural brother. The first incident of the play is thus related to this latter scene, because the first incident, which is a storm blowing on the sea and threatening to destroy King Alonso's ship, is a direct consequence of Alonso's unnatural treatment of his brother Prospero. Then, in quick succession, comes the demand of a servant Ariel for his freedom from his master, and the defiance by the slave who claims ownership of the island on which they all live. There follow a plotting by Antonio and Sebastian against the life of Sebastian's brother Alonso, and a conspiracy by Caliban and the two drunken sailors against Prospero. All these incidents depict revolts and rebellions against the natural orders of things, and all these create the complications which impact to the play its real significance. The complications are finally resolved by Prospero, who forgives all his enemies and who ultimately grants freedom to Ariel, who has deserved it by virtue of the valuable services which he had rendered to his master. This play thus allegorically upholds, supports, and justifies the natural order, though many readers would be left wondering as to what precisely is meant by natural order. It is possible to define the natural order in various ways, and there may be no general agreement as to the right meaning of it. One render may regard Caliban's demand for the ownership of the island as a just demand, and therefore as a demand in keeping with the natural order, while another reader may disapprove of this demand and may assert that the natural order requires Caliban to continue to be subservient to Prospero. The tempest rich in meaning. When such is the variety of meanings found by various scholars in this play, we need not feel bewildered. One function as students of Shakespeare is to treat these interpretations as different approaches to the play. The more the approaches to work of art, the greater would be the meaning of available in that work of art. It is perfectly legitimate to discover different meanings in a work of art. Our understanding and appreciation of a work of art would be all the greater in proportion to the variety of meaning to be found in it. We should not throw off our hands in despair and bafflement on being faced with such a variety of interpretations of the tempest. On the contrary, we should feel glad that we are reading a play which is so rich in meanings and which, by virtue of its many interpretations, stimulates our minds.